We've been talking here about, I'm trying to talk about verbs, adjectives, nouns, and so on. But I want to make sure that we know what we are talking about if we talk about the verbs or nouns or adjectives. If I were to ask you, what is a noun? Well, you may or may not remember the school definitions. Yes. What would you say is a noun?
Person, place, or thing.
A person, place, or thing. That is what you remember from school, right? Mm-hmm. What is an adjective?
A word that describes a noun.
Yes, a word that describes a noun. What about the verb? What is a verb?
Describes an action.
Or okay. Somehow, the school definitions don't really fit. One talks about happiness. It's neither a... What did you say a noun is?
Noun, happiness.
Hmm?
Happiness is the noun. And
why, but what is the definition for a noun?
In person, place, or thing.
Is happiness a person?
No.
No. Is it a place?
No.
No. Is it a thing?
Not really.
No. So therefore, usually one will think, well, it has to be something else. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you were right, happiness is a noun. But the school definition doesn't fit. And none of it, the definition of verbs as action. Yes. To be is not action. To stay, to rest, these are not action. Has nothing to do with action. Or adjectives to describe nouns if one doesn't know what the noun is. Let's simplify matters and say that any word in front of which you can place the article, the, is a noun, period. So the happiness, the pride, the situation, the condition, whatever, the makes it a noun, period. Adjective, any word in front of which you can place am or is an adjective. Happy, am happy, is happy, is adjective. Proud, is proud, am proud, these are adjectives. Verb, any word in front of which you can place to is a verb. To be, to have, to go, to see has nothing to do with action or no action. And forget about person, place, or thing. Yes. So now we can talk about nouns, adjectives, or verbs. Especially verbs, because if we... not only talk about verbs, but if we learn how to use verbs, we also learn how to use the whole language. Because verbs is the backbone, the spine of a language. You know how to handle the verbs, you know how to handle the language. So we have to know first what is a verb. The basic form of a verb in English is used with to. To have, to be, to go, to see, and so on. In Spanish, that form, what I call here the to form of the verb, yes, the basic form, which grammatically is called infinitive, but I don't care about grammatical terms. Yes. The important thing is for you to know how to use it. That to form in Spanish is expressed in an ending. So therefore, and that ending in Spanish always has an R. Therefore, you always have to hit the end for any verb. If you want to use that basic to form of the verb or infinitive. So that ending has an R, meaning either AR, ER, or IR. The three types of verbs in Spanish. Most, by far most verbs and an AR pronounced R. So, therefore, if you want to say to speak would be
hablar.
No, because you can, if you don't do it, if you don't respect my nose rule, you will either not be understood if you're lucky, because then if you're not understood, you'll get the blank look, or if you're not lucky, you will be misunderstood. So with all verbs, the basic form, the two form of the verb, has an R at the end, which means that the one single stress will be at the end. So to speak would be?
Hablar.
Hablar. Hablar. To buy will be?
Comprar.
Comprar, yes. To understand is to comprehend, comprender.
Comprender.
Comprender. To eat?
Comer.
Comer. To do or to make?
Hacer.
What's more?
Hacer.
Hit the ending.
Hacer.
Hacer. Hacer. To say or to tell?
Decir.
Right. Decir. Yes. To prepare?
Preparar.
Right. Preparar. Mm-hmm. To accept?
Aceptar.
Aceptar. Right.